Good morning. My name is Paul Pretty, and I'm the student and college director at our LifePoint Delaware campus. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast. This past Sunday, I had the opportunity to deliver a standalone message, and I think this was the third year in a row that I've been able to have that last sermon of the year slot. And I always think that's a unique opportunity, but this year was particularly unique as it wasn't only the last sermon of the year, but it was the last sermon of the decade, right? We're moving out of the 2010s and into the 2020s, which I think is just unbelievable. That's crazy. And as I was thinking about that and processing through that, I kept coming back to just how much God has blessed our church over the past 10 years, right? All the way back in 2011, our Lewis Center location moved into their current facility, which has been such a blessing. In 2013, we launched our second campus in Mount Vernon, and then in 2016, our third campus in Delaware, and then in 2018, our fourth campus in Westerville. You know, this year alone, we've seen over 200 people go public with their faith through baptism, which is incredible. And there's so many more things we could praise God for that He's done over these past 10 years and that we should praise God for. And as I was reflecting on that, I thought about how important it is that we continue with an urgency to move forward the mission that Jesus has given us, right? The mission to go and to make disciples and to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach those disciples to observe all the commandments that Jesus has given us. And look, here's the thing. In order to live the mission that Jesus has given us with an urgency and with a consistency that we see in Scripture, really with a desperation, I believe that we have to encounter Jesus consistently and repeatedly. An urgency for the mission of Jesus comes from an encounter with Jesus. And in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, verses 1-8 specifically, we get this incredible view of an encounter with Christ. And it's really through that encounter we get a picture of what that should do to each and every one of us. So Isaiah, he's an Old Testament prophet, right? And as we jump into the Scripture, we see him praying in the temple of God. And as he's praying, he has this incredible vision, right? The roof is blown off, and high above him, he sees Jesus seated on his throne. And this isn't the man version of Jesus that we see in the New Testament. This is glorified, holy, perfect, magnificent, pre-incarnate Jesus seated on his throne in full glory, absolute, complete, and total holiness on display. And as Isaiah sees the perfect holiness of God, he has the jarring and really in many ways the agonizing realization that the sinfulness of man, he realizes as a result of God's holiness, man's sinfulness. Right? And Isaiah, he would have been the most righteous person likely that you and I would ever know, right? And this guy, this Isaiah, becomes completely and totally distraught when he realizes and sees who God is, right? He cries out, "Woe is me, for I am lost." Essentially what he's saying is, look, I'm dead. I am completely and totally ruined before the presence of the holiness of God. But God, being, you know, rich in mercy and gracious as he is, doesn't send fire from heaven and destroy Isaiah. Instead, he sends grace, forgiving Isaiah his sins. And from there, God calls out asking for someone to send, someone who will speak the message God has commanded, someone who will live out the mission that God is about to give, to which Isaiah responds, "Here I am, send me." If you have any time today, I'd really strongly encourage you to read that passage, Isaiah 6, 1-8. It's really incredible. But as we zoom out this morning and we look at just sort of the bigger picture of this text, what we see is a few things that I think are really important for us. Number one is that a right view of God leads to a right view of self, right? When we see the holiness of God rightly, we see our sinfulness rightly. And that is a painful process. But here's the beautiful thing. When we see ourselves rightly, namely the sin that exists in our hearts, we see the salvation we receive through Jesus rightly. Look, if we never understand the severity of our sin before a holy God, we'll never understand the forgiveness of our sin by our holy God. And if we're not blown away and overwhelmed and shocked by the fact that our holy God died for us so that we could receive forgiveness and new life, we'll minimize the work of the cross. And look, if we minimize the work of the cross because we don't understand how sinful we are, because we don't understand how glorious and how holy God is, what that will lead to is a lukewarm, half-hearted approach to the mission that Jesus has given us. And look, my prayer for us is that we wouldn't let off the gas, if you will, right? We wouldn't reach to a point where we've seen God do so many things and we'd begin to drift into coast. And I know that is none of our intentions. I know none of us want to do that. But look, I believe that we have to repeatedly and consistently encounter Jesus. And we do that through Scripture. We do that by experiencing the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us as a result of our faith in Christ. But God has given us, like I said, 66 God-breathed books, right? God's very breath in 66 books who reveal His holiness to us. And the more that we understand who God is, the more that we'll be blown away that Jesus came to earth and lived the perfect life and died the brutal death so that we wouldn't be in horror and agony before the holiness of God, but rather we would stand in confidence saying, "Here I am, send me." So look, that's my prayer for us this morning, is that as you go into your day, that we would look back on that the past decade and we would praise God for what He's done. And at the same time, we would look forward into this decade with an urgency to continue to live out the mission that Jesus has given us. And to do that, to really live that mission of God, we have to rightly see who God is, right? The holy, perfect, set apart creator of the universe. When we do that, everything else begins to fall into place. So I just encourage you right now to spend a little time in prayer. Again, I want to say thank you so much for listening to the DriveCast. Again, I'll pray for you that as you go into your day, that you would just settle in your heart the holiness of God, the grace of Christ, and the mission that we've received as a result of who Jesus is and the righteousness we've received through the cross. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you next time on the LifePoint DriveCast.